Another year of pain and suffering. Okay, that might have been a little overdramatic. It was a 15-2 year for the Detroit Lions. I'm Shrek. This is Shrek Attack. Let's get into it. We're talking about the Detroit Lions season today and the offseason coming up. And I know what you're thinking, like, oh, hey, it's Super Bowl Sunday. And if I don't listen to this within like the next week or so, then there's no point in listening to it. Listen, any point during the offseason is fine to listen to this. You can see what I think we should be looking at. You can see what I've predicted right so far, what I predicted wrong so far. It can be like halfway through the fucking next season, and it's okay to listen to this. I promise, just continue going through. Let's talk about it, though. Let's talk about the season we just had. I know everybody kind of wanted my like reaction to the heartbreak in the playoffs, how we gave up the win to the underdog of the Washington Commanders. It is what it is. We had 26 players on IR or something like that. We had enough players on IR to field an entire team, and I just don't think that's something easy to overcome. I was thinking whenever I saw all the odds in favor of the Commanders in favor of the Lions to take the Commanders as the underdog. Because then, at least, whenever I was sad that my team lost, I had that little financial backing to kind of comfort me. That isn't the case, though. So let's just talk about what's going on during this offseason. We lost just about every fucking coach. I had it pulled up here, and then I guess the website decided, fuck me, because there were ads as I went to take a swig of Dayquil while I was gone. Fuck. Okay. Well, fuck it. We'll do it live. Ben Johnson is gone, coach of the Bears now. A lot of people said I seem salty about this because I said I hope he never wins again. I hope he never wins again as long as he is part of the Chicago Bears. If you think that's me being a salty fucker, then you obviously don't watch sports or care about sports or have a rival, because you never hope that your rival team wins any games. Ben Johnson, if he leaves the Bears and goes to any team outside of the NFC North, I wish him the best. I hope he wins every game except for the ones he faces the Lions in. However, he went to a division rival, and I hope he suffers as a Chicago Bear. That is just a realistic thing to wish upon. However, Aaron Glenn went to the Jets. I think he's going to suffer because it is the New York Jets. However, I do wish him the best, and I hope he has a lot of success there. Maybe, you know, down the road we meet him in the Super Bowl where he loses to the Lions. That would be great. And then it's the best of both worlds. He wins a lot, and he loses to the Lions. We also lost Antoine Randall. He went to hang out with Ben Johnson, and JT Barrett, I believe, went to hang out with Aaron Glenn. We also lost defensive line coach Terrell Williams. It's fine. In place of them, we have replaced Ben Johnson with John Morton of Denver Broncos, who just had a great year with Bo Nix. So I believe that he will do pretty fucking good, because he did good with Bo Nix and the Broncos offense that nobody thought was going to have a good year. They had a good year. So I believe he's going to come in, and then he's going to have Jared Goff, you know, Gibbs, Amon-Ra, David Montgomery, who should be fully healthy. We still have J-Mo. We still have Laporta. We still have a top five offensive line. I'm not worried about the offense. I'm not worried about Ben Johnson leaving. Our plays might be a little less cute, and they might be a little more effective. Who knows? Just Morton has all the toys to play with that he could want, and we're going to see how it goes. He also looks a lot more gritty than Ben Johnson, so now whenever they show the three coaches together, it just looks a lot more of a gritty team, including Calvin Shepard, who got promoted from within, and he will now be the defensive coordinator. I'm interested to see how this goes, because he may have that Aaron Glenn mentality, and I'm hoping he's able to pull off the defense better than Aaron Glenn. Speaking of defense, we'll get Aiden Hutchinson back. There's rumors that we are in front of the line for Myles Garrett. There's rumors that Max Crosby wants to come here. I doubt we see either of them. There are also rumors that we get Cooper Kupp, which I'm okay with if the Rams eat a majority of the salary. If not, just bring Tim Patrick back. Tim Patrick did fine. I don't think our offense or our defense really needs too many changes. Our defense just needs to be healthy. I think if we're adding pieces, we should add more defensive pieces. I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, not a lot of people. Dan Orlovsky has told a lot of people, and a lot of people don't watch football, so they just believe him. A lot of people say the Lions need more offensive weapons, more wide receivers. I don't know how you can watch what was the number one offense in the league and say that. They were the number one. They might have been number two by the end of it to the Bills, but I'm pretty sure they were number one. I'm not going to pull it up. It's unfortunate that they lost to the Commanders, a team that got hot at the right time, a team that did not have injuries, a team that matched up well against the Lions. The Lions, just too many injuries to overcome, and I'm going to be honest, Ben Johnson, I think, was kind of checked out. He didn't have his best game, and Amon-Ra said that he was completely locked in, so I guess I'll take it that he was. It's just an unfortunate turn of events, but I feel like he might have been kind of checked out. Aaron Glenn working with a skeleton crew, it's not a great recipe for success, and I guess the NFL needed to get their, you know, Super Bowl logo colors in with the Eagles and the Chiefs. We're going to get the three-peat. It is what it is. We'll find out tonight if I'm right or wrong. I'm going to try to release this before the Super Bowl. I think I will be able to, because I don't have much to say. The Lions will be back next year. They'll be strong next year. Jared Goff got MVP votes, as he rightfully should. He had an amazing year, and if you look at the games that he did poorly in, he didn't even do that poorly. It was just kind of unfortunate turns of events. During that playoff game, he took a hit to the head pretty early on. No roughing the passer, of course. If Mahomes got brushed, he gets roughing the passer, but not here in Detroit. I say here like I live there. I don't. But Jared Goff doesn't get the calls. It's fine. Detroit versus everyone. He got some MVP votes. The coach of the year was absolutely robbed from MCDC. Once again, Dan Campbell deserves coach of the year. He's deserved it for a couple years now, but absolutely robbed again. And this year is even more of a slap in the face, because they gave it to the guy who lost to him twice in his own division, did not win the division as Dan Campbell did, had about, 15 players less on IR. Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions had 10 more players on IR than the next closest team. 10. That's double digits. 10 more players than the next closest team, who was the LA Chargers. Not the Vikings. The Vikings, who have a good coaching staff, a good offensive line, good weapons, and a excellent defense. A top-tier defense, as a matter of fact. But they had Sam Darnold. So I guess that's a reason to think they weren't going to do good this year. I don't know. Experts said they should have 6 to 7 wins, and they came out with 14. Tell me, 6 to 7 wins with Aaron Jones, Justin Jefferson, TJ Hawkinson, a good offensive line, Jordan Addison's even fucking good, that third receiver they ended up with ended up being pretty decent, a top 5 defense. Is Sam Darnold that bad? You can plug almost any quarterback in there and be fine. Yes. Yes, Dan Campbell, at the beginning of the year, they were expected to get double-digit wins. They were expected to do well. They have all the weapons. Yes, but they were all on IR. None of them fucking played. It's the NFL just doesn't like the Lions, and it is what it is. Maybe next year will be okay because the Super Bowl logo has Honolulu Blue, and we're actually part of the game script. I'm not saying the NFL is rigged. I think it's ridiculous whenever people think that. But I do think that some teams are more favored. Kansas City Chiefs. And, I mean, I understand this season we have a lot of controversy over the refs, and a lot of them are in denial now. But if you go back and watch the season, and at the suspiciously called plays, at the calls that Patrick Mahomes gets that no other quarterback gets, except maybe Josh Allen occasionally. And Josh Allen definitely doesn't get them whenever he's up against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. I guess in the regular season they do okay. Just to throw a little curveball, like, see, the Chiefs can be beaten. We don't help them all the time. Then the playoffs come, and shitty spots, shitty calls. I don't know. I put my money down on the Chiefs tonight. I put a big parlay down that has the Chiefs winning. And the only part of that parlay I'm fully confident in is the Chiefs winning. So is this doom and gloom? Are the Lions going to revert because they lost their coaches? No, they have a majority of their players coming back. They have Dan Campbell in place still. I think they have some pretty good replacements for those coaches. And I think they get back to the dance of the playoffs next year. I'm not worried about the future. I think they're in a good place. I think they're in good hands right now. Is that going to be the case forever? I don't know. I've been a Lions fan for a long time. I've gone through a lot of suffering. I'm not worried about it right now. I think next year they have a chance once again to get to the Super Bowl. I think once again they have a chance to win the Super Bowl next year. I think being a Lions fan in this time is a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun as long as we have in place who we have in place. One thing that does concern me is the future once we do eventually lose Jared Goff. If we are able to replace him to get a quarterback that's cool with running in a system of sitting pretty much in the pocket, finding his weapons, and just beautifully timed throws. Jared Goff on his bad games has bad games because a lot of these routes are timing routes and he trusts his receivers. If we get somebody in there that does not trust the receivers and is not good at the timing routes, it won't be as successful. He was knocked out of the final game and it did not look as good as it did with Teddy Bridgewater. And I just think this offseason is going to be long for Lions fans. I think it's going to be long for me because I think we belong in the playoffs. I think with a healthy team, we have a pretty good chance next year of once again potentially winning the first Super Bowl that we've ever gotten. I love whenever I say we, like I'm part of the team. But I'm part of the fan base, and that's gotta count for something, right? I've been there through the rough times of the past 10 years. I've been there while Matthew Stafford struggled to get anything going on this team. And Stafford got his ring, happy for him. But I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. I think I don't have a lot to say, because you don't want to dwell on the past. You just got to take in. It was a good season. Excellent season. Rough playoffs. And look forward to the future. I think that's all. I'm not going to dwell on it. I think this offseason, let's just get a few pieces that we're missing. Like an extra pass rusher. Maybe an extra linebacker. And a little extra help in the secondary. I'm not saying we need a lot of help. I think we have a good chance if we just stick mostly with the same team and just stay healthy. That's all. I will talk about my plans going forward here for a little bit. I want to do the Shoresy Season 3 review that I've never done yet before or towards the beginning of the Shoresy Season 4 release, which is in a couple weeks. I am considering doing the Valentine's episode that I did last year once again this year. Just a update, which will be a quick little where I'm at situation mentally, I guess, which is a lot better than it was last year. I want to talk about all the Life is Strange games still. I went into hiding. The heat's going to come on. You're just going to have to deal with it. We're at the end. I went into hiding whenever that happened. I got sick. I had shit going on in my life. A lot of that shit got cleared up, and I'm in a much better place now than I was trying to get the season going. Now, the thing is, I am a lazy person. I am a procrastinator. So I need to get into better habits going forward with this podcast. Waiting last minute to record, edit, and release is not going to continue to work for me because that's just not who I am now. I can't, it's really rough for me to do this. I wanted to have this episode out yesterday, and here we are on Super Bowl Sunday. I'm just going to release it right before the Super Bowl. I also need to get used to talking a lot more. I'm noticing myself kind of drying out because I haven't done this in a while, and I do believe we're going to get there. There's the heat right on cue as we are finishing. We have plans with Overrated. We have plans with other people to potentially come on. I'm going to have to reach out to them again because whenever I did originally reach out to them was whenever I had a lot of issues. Like, I reached out to a lot of people and then shit hit the fan, and then I just kind of fell off the face of the earth trying to come back here and there. This is 2 weeks in a row, so hopefully this starts a good habit of getting back to my weekly content. And we'll see where it goes from here. If you made it this far, leave me a rating. Share it with your friends. You know, follow me on the social medias. At the Real B Shrek is my personal one. That's at the Real B SCHREC. At Shrek Attack, SCHREC Attack. Just like it is in the title that you're watching here. Leave a comment. Let me know how you're doing, what you want to hear. We'll see where we go from here. And if you made it this far, I think you're pretty cool. So stay awesome. Hit the fucking music. Yeah.